Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Nabi ne unko kaha hai tare, Nabi ne unko kaha hai tare, Nabi ne unko kaha hai tare, Nabi ne.
Listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Mulana Musa Akudi Hafidhullah, he left in this week for Masjid al-Aqsa, and he will be speaking about Petra and Quranic lessons. He will give us lessons from the Quran Sharif. Today's date, alhamdulillah, it is the 15th of Muharram 1447. Let's hear from Mulana Musa Akudi Hafidhullah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose favors and signs are beyond comprehension, and whose glorious attributes are beyond enumeration. Therefore glorified is He who has created everything and perfected them, and gave distinction to mankind over all His other creation by granting Him knowledge, honor, and dignity. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Marcus Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. We had this opportunity to visit Jordan, and inshallah, Aziz, from here we will be going to Masjid al-Aqsa. Now, many of us, you know, have heard of the city of Petra. And when we came into Jordan after doing immigration, our first destination was the historical city of Petra. Now, it is so interesting that en route to this particular area, which is known as Petra, there was the Ottoman railway track that left Istanbul and went into Medina Munawwara. And if a person visits Medina Munawwara, then he can still see the old railway station of the Ottoman Empire in Medina Munawwara. So, not very, very far from the city of Petra, you know, they have in this remote, this desert area, you know, the coaches and the locomotives of the Ottoman railways, which have been just kept there as a memory of the rule of the Ottoman Empire in that particular region. Now, when our guide was speaking to us, he was telling us that, and I haven't confirmed this historically, but the Ottoman Empire had imposed taxes on the people. And so there was a rebellion amongst the people, and there was always this desire, you know, of the West to overthrow the Ottoman Empire, because they were at their might at that particular time. And in the early part of the last century, the Ottoman Empire was dismantled. So it seems from, you know, my observation, that the guide who was speaking to us about these particular places here, they hold Lawrence of Arabia in high esteem, like he liberated them, you know, from the Ottoman Turks. And the Hashemite kingdom you know, after the Sykes-Picot agreement, and I'm not so well acquainted with that part of history, but the lands of Sham were carved out into various little territories, and there were royal families who were made to be in charge of these particular areas. So quite interesting, we had a look at all these carriages and these locomotives in the middle of the deserts, and it was astounding to know that the technology that existed with them at that particular time. And then we went into the town of Petra and made our way to the ancient ruins of the, the area where the Nabataeans, as they say, resided at this particular area. So the guide was explaining to us that their territory extended from Yair in Jordan right well into Saudi Arabia, because there's similar structures now they have found in the city of Al-Ula, you know, where they are building resorts in the Arabian Peninsula as well for tourists. Now, I'm going to share with you, you know, this morning, the Quranic ayats speaking about these people, you know, and they are historically also known as the people of Iram. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Iram dhatin imad alati lam yukhlaq mithluha fil bilad in the Noble Quran. So what I'm going to now basically do is the history of these nations who put up these magnificent structures, you know, in the mountains, وَتَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتَ, you know, they actually carved out, you know, their homes into these mountains. And it's actually amazing sights, you know, which you see. And it's like you are stepping out of a history book when you are in this particular places here. So for this morning, I'm just going to share with you the Quranic ayats. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ, you know, don't you ponder into the Noble Quran, and how many of us do? So I'm going to share these ayats which are in Surah Shu'ara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَذَّبَتْ عَادُنِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, the Ad rejected those Anbiya that were sent to them. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ هُودًا أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ, remember the time when their brother Hud alayhi salam said to them, do not fear a little of Allah's punishment for committing shirk. You know, do you not fear? He asked them, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ هُودٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ, ma for that little error that I made. Hud alayhi salam said to them, do you not fear a little of Allah's punishment for committing shirk? Inni lakum rasulun amin, I am certainly a trustworthy rasul and prophet to you. Fattaqullaha wa ati'un, so fear Allah and obey me. Then he said, wama as'alukum alayhi min ajr, I do not ask you for any payment for this preaching of tawhid to you. In ajriya illa ala rabbil alameen, my payment is the responsibility with Allah. Allah will give me the reward always. And Allah is Rabbul Alameen, the Rabb of the universe. Then the Quran Majid says, أَتَبْنُونَ بِكُلِّ رِيعٍ آيَةً تَعْبَتُونَ, do you build a monument with your building skills on every elevated high place for sport without necessity, merely for idle amusement? So they've put up these huge structures and carve them out in the mountains. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them. Do you build a monument on every elevated place? Now, this is applicable to many of the nations today that you will find in the Arabian Peninsula, you know, يَتَطَاوَلُونَ فِي الْبُنْيَانِ, that they are competing one another in their building of structures. And this is exactly, you know, what the people of Ad and the people of Thamud had done that they left off these carvings. وَتَتَّخِذُونَ مَصَانِعَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَخْلُدُونَ And you construct large palaces so that perchance you may live forever. Now, thinking of you will never leave them and the death cannot, that death won't ever reach you. You consider this year. And so now when we come into these particular ruins, what do we see? We see here, you know, the masterpiece of architecture pertaining to that particular time by the Nabataeans, or these people of Iram. You know, as the Quran image speaks about Iram Adat in Iman. So they put up all these structures, and there are thousands of people now from all over the world who just come and see these buildings into the mountains, the rock carvings, and they leave from there after visiting these particular areas. And these people who built these beautiful palaces or carved out the mountains are just a name now left in history. But did they achieve and acquire the pleasure of Allah? Definitely no, because they rejected the Anbiya. So وَتَتَّخِذُونَ مَصَانِعَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَخْلُدُونَ And you construct large palaces so that perchance you may live forever. And today you will find that there are people in the world, you know, who aligned themselves with huge structures in their respective territories. And you will find this, you know, Burj Khalifa, etc., in the region of Dubai, etc., and the Kingdom Palace, you know, in Saudi Arabia, I think they're building one of the highest buildings, and the line that they talk about. So the Quran Majid has already spoken about it, you know, over 1400 years back. وَتَتَّخِذُونَ مَصَانِعَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَخْلُدُونَ And you construct large palaces or buildings, monstrosities, you know, architectural feats, perchance that you may live forever. وَإِذَا بَطَشْتُمْ بَطَشْتُمْ جَبَّارِينَ And when you seize control and you gain victory over others, do you seize like tyrants, oppressing them and showing no mercy to them? Is this your condition? And this is exactly what happens today. That وَإِذَا بَطَشْتُمْ بَطَشْتُمْ جَبَّارِينَ That you seize them like tyrants, you know. And this is has happened in many countries in the world. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ So Allah Ta'ala says, so fear Allah, the punishment of Allah for oppressing the poor and the weak. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَطِيعُونَ And obey me. So وَاتَّقُوا الَّذِي أَمَدَّكُمْ بِمَا تَعْلَمُونَ Fear the being who has strengthened you with the things that you know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so powerful that the knowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, you know, and everything that you possess is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمَدَّكُمْ بِأَنْعَامِ وَبَنِينَ Who has strengthened you with animals and with children, with sons, to reinforce your armies. وَجَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ Orchards and springs, all of which contribute to your prosperity and dominance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ Undoubtedly, if you do not accept Iman, now I fear for you the punishment of a great and terrible day. So what was the reply of these people in arrogance? قَالُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا وَعَزْتَ أَمْ لَمْ تَكُمْ مِنَ الْوَاعِزِينَ They replied, it is immaterial to us whether you advise us or whether you are not from the advisors. Regardless of what you do, we will not accept your advice. So in هَذَا إِلَّا خُلُقُ الْأَوَّلِينَ So this warning of punishment is merely the behavior of old men. This is what they said, to threaten and to scare us. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُعَذَّبِينَ And they said, the fact of the matter is that we shall never ever be punished. But they were so haughty, you know, so much pride. فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَأَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ So they rejected their prophets. So we destroyed them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً There is certainly a great lesson and ayah in this. وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ However, most of them do not have iman. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ And the nation of Thamud also rejected those that were sent to them amongst the Anbiya. إذ قال لهم أخوهم صالح ألا تتقون. So Salih alayhi salam was sent to the people of Thamud. He said, remember when the brother Salih said to them, do you not fear Allah in committing shirk? Inni lakum rasulun amin. I am certainly a trustworthy rasul and prophet to you. Fattakullaha wa ati'un. So fear Allah and obey me. Wa ma asalukum alayhi min ajr. I do not ask you for any payment for this. In ajriya illa ala rabbil alameen. Exactly what Nabi Hud alayhi salam said. My payment is a responsibility with Allah, who is the Rabb of the universe. أَتُتْرَكُونَ فِي مَا هَا هُنَا آمِنُونَ. Will you be left in peace with what is here in this world without having to leave it behind after death and without having to answer for everything you may do? So Hazrat Salih alayhi salam is asking the question, you know, فِي جَنَّاتِ وَعُيُونَ. Do you think you will be left in peace in your orchards and your springs? وَزُرُوعٍ وَنَخْلٍ تَلْءُهَا أَهْجِيمٍ. Plantations and date palms with heavily laden stalks. You know, وَتَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا فَارِهِينَ. Now look at this. Quran Majid exactly points out to what we see in Petra. In addition to thinking that you will remain in this world forever, you boastfully carve homes from the mountains, thinking that they will save you from death. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. So fear Allah and obey me. وَلَا تُطِيعُوا أَمْرَ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Do not obey the command of the transgressors. الَّذِينَ يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا يُصْلِحُونَ. Who cause corruption on earth by committing shirk and oppression, and who do not make amends for the wrong that they do. قَالُوا إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مِنَ الْمُسَحَّرِينَ. So they mockingly would say, you are merely one of the bewitched ones. مَا أَنْتَ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا. You are merely a human like us. فَأْتِ بِآيَةٍ إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. So produce a miracle for us. You know, if you say you are a prophet, if you are truthful. قَالَ هَذِهِ نَاقَةٌ لَهَا شِرْبٌ وَلَكُمْ شِرْبُ يَوْمٍ مَعْلُومٍ. So when Thamud alayhi salam, you know, when the Thamud requested this miracle from Hazrat Salih alayhi salam, you know, that they must bring forth, he must bring forth a miracle. So Hazrat Salih, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, extracted a pregnant camel from the mountain, and he made dua to Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted this request. So when this camel emerged from the mountain, Salih alayhi salam said to the people, this is the camel which you asked for. It will have a day exclusively for her to drink from the watering place, and your animals will have an appointed day exclusively for them to drink. وَلَا تَمَسُّهَا بِسُوءٍ فَيَأْخُذَكُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. So do not touch it, you know, if the camel in any way with evil intentions, for then a punishment, a dreadful punishment and a dreadful day will await you. فَأَقَلُوهَا فَأَصْبَحُوا نَادِمِينَ. So however they killed the camel, but then they grew to regret it. فَأَخَذَهُمُ الْعَذَابِ. Then the punishment seized them. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. There is certainly a great sign and lesson in this. However, most of them do not have iman. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. Verily your Rabb is powerful to destroy whomever he wills. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also the most merciful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then destroyed the people of Thamud as well, you know, the nation of Hazrat Salih alayhi salam, for their transgressions. Now, what is so appropriate is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these people in Surah Al-Fajr as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِعَادٍ. Have you not seen how your Rabb has dealt with the people of Aad who were destroyed by a terrible windstorm? إِرَمَ ذَاتٍ عِمَادٍ. Who were the people, the descendants of Iram. And they were the people, you know, who had a statue of pillars. أَلَّتِي لَمْ يُخْلَقْ مِثْلُهَا فِي الْبِلَادِ. The likes of them in size and strength were not created in the lands. وثمود الذين جابوا الصخر بالواد. Have you also not seen how your Rabb dealt with the Thamud, who used to carve the rocks of the valley to make their homes in the mountains? وفرعون ذي الأوتاد. And have you not seen how your Rabb has dealt with Fir'aun, the lord of the stakes? الذين طغوا في البلاد. These people transgressed the laws of Allah in the lands. فأكثروا فيها الفساد. And they caused tremendous corruption. فَصَبَّ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّكَ سَوْطَ عَذَابٍ. So because of this, your Rabb rained punishment on them. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. Verily, your Rabb is ever vigilant. فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَّمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمَنِ. As for man, when his Rabb tests him by granting him honor and favors, he says, my Rabb has honored me. وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانَنِ. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests him by reducing his sustenance, then he says, my Rabb has disgraced me. You know, he therefore fails the test by complaining, and he flouts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands in a desperate effort to acquire some wealth. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of some evils that exist in people, you know, in the very, very same surah. And, you know, we've got to reflect on this here. كَلَّا كَلَّا بَلْ لَا تُكْرِمُونَ الْيَتِيمِ. Never, a shortage in one sustenance does not indicate rejection by Allah. Just as increase in sustenance does not indicate acceptance by Allah. Instead, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, apart from it being a test for you, your sustenance is sometimes decreased, also as a form of punishment, because of what? You do not honor the orphan. وَلَا تَحَدُّونَ عَلَىٰ طُعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ. You do not encourage the feeding of the poor. وَتَأْكُلُونَ تُرَاثَ أَكْلَ الْلَمَّةِ. And you devour the inheritance of others, especially of women and children, with relish. And وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّةً. And you love wealth with a very, very deep love, which reduces and eventually destroys your love for Allah and causes you to commit. كَلَّا إِذَا دُكَّتِ الْأَرْضُ دَكًّا دَكًّا. Never, you know, when the earth shall be ripped to shreds. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. When your Rabb shall commence proceedings with the angels in rows. وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمٍ. On that day, man will understand, you know, the errors of his ways in this world. يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ وَأَنَّا لَهُ الذِّكْرَى. Of what will this understand be on that particular day? The man will understand, but what will he be of any use to him? يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي. So, oh dear, if only I had sent ahead, you know, good deeds for my life. So these ayats in the noble Quran speak about, you know, all these great strides of these people in the past, in terms of architecture, in terms of their palaces and everything, and Fir'aun as well, and what has it been left of them? كَمْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ جَنَّاتٍ وَمُعْيُونَ. You know, they left behind their orchards, you know, and their springs. The farming land, the tracts of land they left behind, and the palaces that they enjoyed so much, they left them behind. Even the heavens and the earth didn't even shed a tear for all that they left behind. You know, so these ayats are mentioned in the noble Quran regarding these people who rule with so much oppression, etc. But have the people today taken heed? They're falling into the very, very, very same trap. So we should understand, you know, the message of the noble Quran, how we should draw close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of reflecting when we see these particular places, and always resort to the greatness and might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and increase our iman and faith in Him. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.